Hi, this is Dr. Anita with another Diamond Moment. Never forget that the difficulties in our lives have produced in us a thing of value that is awaiting discovery in order to bring the value back into our lives and to help us to recover our futures. I want to ask you a question, and that is, who are you now? If you've ever lost or felt as though you'd lost yourself, who are you now? Scripture tells us to seek and we'll find, knock and the door will be open. It's time for us to find ourselves, knock on that door, and see the beauty that awaits us. If you've ever had a dream and felt as though that is now lost, it's been so long, what do you do? I want you to go back and I want you to remember that dream. Regardless to your age doesn't matter. I want you to go back to what brought you joy. Was it something in the area of creativity? Was it music? Was it art? Was it writing? Was it dancing? What brought you joy? And then, regardless to your age, I want you to do that. Some modifications may be necessary. You may not be able to kick as high or sing as loudly, but it does not mean that that person that you were created to be is no longer within you. Again, I've talked to you about my beliefs. I've talked to you about the fact that I rely on the truth of Scripture, to inform my life and my decisions. And so when we understand that the gifts that God gives us, He doesn't take away. The gifts that you've been given are still there. Yes, you may need to modify them, but those gifts are still there. And I want to encourage you to go back and to dust off, shine up, and bring out of the dark those things that you are. Maybe someone inadvertently killed your dream. Maybe they made fun of you, or you had maybe a bad performance. You wrote a book that did not sell. It doesn't matter what it was. Go back and dust off that dream, because, as Scripture says, the gifts and talents that you've been given, God does not take back. I want you to allow that idea, that thought, that gift to breathe life again. I want you to add to that dream the benefits and the insights that you've gained since that time, and to invigorate or reinvigorate that dream. It may not have been time then, but the time may have come to realize it right now. Think of yourself and understand how unique you really are. No one can bring to your dream what you can. Sometimes someone may have had an innovative thought, and maybe someone else has done it now, but you are still a unique being, and no one can add the elements to that thought, that dream, like you can, because there is only one you. So I want you to begin to reach within and to tap back into your inner you. We've talked about intuition and how that can inform you, and how to use that voice within to lead you and to guide you. And if in reconnecting to your authentic self, you very much need to listen to your inner voice, as opposed to that voice that's screaming in your head, it's too late, give up, let it go. Go back into that intuitive space within you and begin to dream again. Our beliefs play a very large role in reconnecting to who we were and who we are. And so the way that we believe, the way that we think can make or break our dream. It's all in who and what we determine that we want to be or do. Go back as we are entering into this new year and a new time. And again, listen to what is taking place within you. Feel for that spark of life that still resides in that hope, that dream, that desire, because it was not placed there by you alone. It was placed there from the Creator, from Source, from God, from the universe. If you've been given something to do, you still have that to do. You just have to determine in your heart and your mind that nothing else is going to hold you back. Go back and listen to the previous episodes on intuition and feeling and sensing that voice within. Go back and listen to those and reconnect to your true self. It's waiting for you. You are waiting for you, but no one can do it but you. As you link back in to that which you innately are, you'll find each step gives you more strength to do more. Sometimes we've been living in a state of rebellion, and there is no more uncomfortable place to be than that. Rebellion? Exactly. You have purposefully not done, not moved, not tried to get back in line with that hope, that dream, that desire. And you've been in a place of discomfort. It's not one thing, it's everything. It's I can't find myself. I'm in a place where everything is too difficult. When you find yourself in positions like that, it's very necessary to go back to where you were when everything felt right. Even if you had goals that you had not achieved, it was a different feel to that time. If you will tap into that which is innately within you, if you will tap into that intuitive voice, it will show you exactly where you went off track. And the moment you know where you went off track, you have the ability, as we've said, to do something different, to turn around and to go the other way. Once you turn around and move back into that flow of your authentic life, that underlying feeling that something is wrong and why is this so hard and why am I experiencing the things that I am? Once you go back, you'll find exactly where you got off track. And once you get off track, that's the point, as we've covered before, for forgiveness. Forgiving whatever occurrence threw you off. Forgiving yourself for having been off track for so long. And unapologetically moving forward. You do not have to allow the same issues that hindered you before to stop you again. You do not owe your life and your accomplishments to anyone else. As we've said, if they cannot die your death, they have no right to try and live your life. Sometimes we have been taught that you don't want to rock the boat. You just want to keep things smooth and moving forward. But sometimes rocking the boat is necessary. If it means getting back and reclaiming your true self. If it means that once I do what I've been called to do, I can regain the peace of my life that I relinquished in order to do something that someone else could have done. The lessons that we learn are not just for that moment. These are lessons for a lifetime, and many times lessons that we can share with others. Once you learn that lesson, you are no longer held to repeating the course over and over and over and over again. There does come a time of graduation when you leave those things behind and you move forward into who God has called and created you to be. And I encourage you to do that. Go back. Think about how long you felt wrong, just disconnected and wrong. How long have you felt that things are just too difficult? There's no reason for you to encounter the number of difficulties that you have. And if you have encountered those difficulties, it's time to remove what you can and to move forward in your life. Again, look at what you've been given and no one else. We can't enjoy our meal when we're concentrating on someone else's plate. It's called being in the moment, living in the now. And as we live in the now and we begin to utilize what we have right now to correct what we can correct right now, we have the opportunity at that point to become who we were always meant to be, to move back into that space and that place of creativity, to move back into our authentic selves and to live from that point forward in a new way. We don't owe our lives to anyone. We are and have been positioned here to accomplish what God, the universe, source has determined that we were here to do. And it's time that we get about that business. We're going to be journaling. We're moving forward in a diamond journey. Journal. And I want you to reinvigorate, to make a plan for bringing yourself back into view, to becoming that individual that you were designed to be. And we do that as we tap into that which is within, to go back and find where we got off course, get back on course, and then make a decision to move forward utilizing the knowledge that we have now. It may not seem like it, but you're in a better place than you've ever been because now you know what you need to know. Those who have stood in the way have now been exposed and sometimes they've been removed. And now that they are no longer there, it's time for you to be who you were created to be. If you haven't done so, visit my website at www.DrAnitaMC.com. That's DrAnitaMC.com. Join me on Wisdom. We're going to be doing some new things on Wisdom in the live talks in this coming year. And join me on Fanbase. I've got an entirely different program that we're going to be doing on Fanbase. This is your time. This is your season. And never forget, becoming is a process, and a process has stages.